Ryland sat up in the bed, looking about the unfamiliar room and waiting for his memory to come back to him. But after half a minute, he had no idea where he was. The room was lit by a shallow light spilling in from the open door of a walk-in closet in the far corner. His eyes were the only thing that moved in the stillness, taking in the details of the room while his brain worked to recall how he had come to be there. They fell across the naked form of the woman who lay in the bed next to him. Her back was to him, and her bare torso rose and fell with the slow and unmistakable rhythm of the sound sleeper. He became aware of something else. He was naked as well. There was one thing the confused man was sure of as seconds crept into minutes. His memory would not be returning anytime soon. Distantly wondering why he did not want to wake her, Ryland slid out of bed. He moved to his clothes that lay in a pile against the wall and dressed as silently as he could, the plush carpeting on the floor muffling his movements. What was the last thing he could remember? He had been at an event of some kind, but after that was a complete blank. He was putting on one of his finest suits, which had been carelessly piled in a heap like used hotel towels. But he was not in a hotel. He had stayed in too many to make any mistake, even if the walk-in closet and all-too-personal decor of the room had not furnished this information. There was a 4x6-foot painting on the wall across the room, mounted evenly between the door to the closet and a door out of the bedroom. It depicted a young, muscular man kneeling naked with his hands bound behind his back. Standing in front of him was the flawless form of a woman in black heels with a garter belt and dark stockings, her head and shoulders cropped out at the top of the frame. She was holding a riding crop that touched the man under the chin, guiding his eyes up to a face left forever to the imagination. It was a masterwork. The gleam of the shoes, lacquered red fingernails, and even the nylons on the woman were exquisitely done. The enraptured look of the bound man was perfectly readable, even in profile. The bewildered Ryland had taken in its quality in an instant, despite the subtle lighting of the room. The gallery would never show art of that subject matter. That was it. The memory hit him in a flash. He had been at a silent auction at the art gallery. That was where he met her, the woman in the bed. This was her home. It had to be. They connected immediately, and Ryland had found her captivating. Did he have too much to drink? Yes, that had to be it. He had had one too many drinks, and she had invited him back to her place to have sex and sleep it off. Did they even have sex? He had been naked, but why could he remember nothing else? Not even her name was coming back to him. Was this enough for him to wake her and find out more about the missing hours? Perhaps. But there was another problem with his theory. Ryland never got drunk. He never had more than one. A quick peek through the closed drapes showed him he was on the first floor of a house, and an expensive one, if the other homes he could see on the well-lit street were any indication. Good. He would not have far to go. Dressing as quickly and silently as he could, he took up his blazer, necktie, and shoes before making his way into the other room. He found himself in a spacious open-plan living room and dining area. It was tastefully and expensively furnished. He put his wingtips down on the carpet and slipped them on, less worried about disturbing the sleeping woman from here. A lamp on a corner stand in the dining room provided what light he needed. Feeling his trouser pockets, to his relief, both his wallet and car keys were there. He crammed the necktie into the side pocket of his suit jacket, but halted in his movement to the front door, realizing that there was another obvious problem